Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this first Monday, January 5th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being a part of it. One of the things I wanted to mention, and Missy reminded me after we ended the conversation, that you guys can call the office number down in Battle Creek, 269-964-4044. Simply tell them that you heard Missy on with Trucker Randy and you want to take advantage of the wellness scan and the stem cell patch promotion that she's doing. And this is for our listeners only. So the girls in the office may not even be aware of it. Don't worry about pricing. Don't discuss anything with them. Simply tell them that you want to book a free conversation with Missy regarding wellness scan and stem cell patches. That's all you have to do. They don't even know, because she's on the road traveling, that what she's just offered you guys for this promotion. Normally, there's wellness scans, $199. The patches are $99. She's basically giving you the patches for free. But this will help supplement what's wrong, what's going on in your body. When she does the wellness scan and tells you what's happening, you can then strategically put the stem cell patch wherever you need it. So, for example, I needed it on my right shoulder area. That's where I put the stem cell patch after I got my chiropractic adjustment, after I got the deep laser treatment with Stacy. Then I came home and put the stem cell patch on, and it's completely healed. No pain in my neck, shoulder, arm. Out throwing snow this morning, no problem whatsoever. So give them a call. Again, 269-964-4044, and tell them to schedule a free conversation with Missy, and she'll be able to spend some time with you guys. Now, there's some other stories that I've been looking at for the first of the year coming out of Lansing. If your state house member, state representative, or state senator didn't record a public act in 2025, well, they're not alone. Of the 147 elected legislators serving in 2025, normally it's 148, but the 35th Senate District existed all of last year without a state senator, 98 out of the 147 elected state representatives and state senators, 67% didn't see one of their bills that they sponsored signed into law. By comparison, 2021, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed 167 public acts, which was at that time the fewest number of bills signed in a calendar year since 1960, 58% of the legislators recorded at least one public act. Yeah, 2021. Well, this year, instead of the 167 acts she signed in 2021, 2025, she signed less than half of that. She only signed 74. 74 public acts in the year 2025. 39 were from House members. Republicans had 33 signed into law. Democrats had 6. The remaining number of bills, 34, came out of the Senate. 23 Democrat bills, Republican bills, 11. Now, it's kind of interesting how this contrasts in just 4 years. How did it happen? What took place? Well, first of all, after the November 5th, 2024 election, Republicans took back the House. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. The Speaker of the House became Matt Hall, the Republican. Now, one of the things you have to understand, they chose quality over quantity. Matt Hall, the Republican speaker, said early on in the year last year, about a year ago, right now, this time in early January, that they were going to do a serious, serious accounting and transparency of where the money spent in Lansing. They created the House Oversight Committee. In addition to creating the House Oversight Committee, they then gave subcommittees to that oversight committee. Election integrity, government weaponization, all kinds of subcommittees within the House Oversight, and gave them subpoena power, which means if they wanted somebody to come and testify at a committee hearing and they didn't want to come and testify, they could serve them a subpoena. If they didn't show up after getting a subpoena, they could find them in contempt. Well, that's exactly what happened numerous times with both Attorney General Dana Nessel as well as Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Now, one interesting dynamic to all of this, MERS News Service named the Senator of the Year Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh. He had the most public acts last year in 2025 with 7. More than double the 3 public acts that was recorded by Senator Sarah Anthony of Lansing, who is the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. State Representative Ann Bowen, Republican of Brighton, who is the House Appropriations Budget Chair. Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat from St. Clair Shores, and State Representative Republican Tom Kuntz of Clare. The minority party accounted for 23% of the public acts. In the state Senate, Senator Roger Hoke of Union Township, Republican, as well as Republican Senator Kevin Daley of Lum, each recorded 2 public acts. Well, on the other end of the spectrum, to give you some comparison, back in 2018, that was the last year of Rick Snyder, Governor Brian Kelly, Lieutenant Governor. The election of 2018 elected Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, that last year of their service, it was the most prolific year that we had had in 20 years as far as terms of bills signing into law. Rick Snyder's hand got sore that year, the end of 2018. Why? Because he signed 690 public acts into law. Every member of the majority Republican Senate and all but 4 members of the majority Republican House had at least 1 public act. That year, Senator Rick Jones had the most, 29 bills passed and signed into law. So, very interesting dynamic between the 2018 last year of Rick Snyder, then the second full year of Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2021, compared to just last year, 2025. Actually, 74 public acts in total for 2025. Folks, that's the fewest number of public acts since we became a state in 1837. That year, when we became a state, they passed and signed into law 90 public acts back in 1837. Now, the interesting dynamic to this is going into this year, 2026, an election year. Well, the only priority that Lansing has on their budget or on their planned schedule calendar right now is the budget. Again, doing budgets every single year. Well, guess what? They got to do another one now for fiscal year ending 2027. So as they get back to Lansing this week, the budget will be top priority. But then, March 28th is the nominating convention, endorsement conventions for the parties. Michigan Republican Party is holding theirs in Novi on Saturday, March 28th. At that nominating endorsement convention, we will find out who the party picks likely to then nominate at the summer convention for Attorney General, Secretary of State, the judges, Supreme Court, and the university. Well, as soon as that's done, guess what? We are going to be immediately heading into the first part of April. We're going to be in campaign mode. People will start going to meetings. People will start running ads. People will start making phone calls, text messages. Signs will be popping up. And we will begin voting toward that August 4th primary. Well, guess what? Due to our election laws, we start voting 45 days early via absentee ballots. Folks, that's going to be in mid-June, June 15th to June 20th. That's when the 45-day clock starts for the August 4th primary. Then once we know who the candidates are, they start campaigning all summer long after Labor Day heading into October, because that's when the general election ballots are going out, the middle of September. 45 days early voting for that. Well, then the election will be in November, and guess what? We run into deer season, we run into the holidays, and the lame duck. We may have even fewer bills passed this year than we did in 2025. When you add the two together, the lowest number of public acts and laws signed into law in the history of our state for a two-year period. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, looking forward to this year and all the things that are going to be happening, but legislatively not going to be very productive again this year. Again, only 74 public acts signed into law for the entire 2025 year. 2026 probably may even be less than that. Now, many would say, for example, like Dave Ajima and others, that's a good thing. Because every time they pass a bill and sign it into law, they take away some of your liberty, your freedom, and your money. Usually, every single time they pass a bill and it gets signed into law, it costs us something. Freedom, liberty, money, some type of overregulation in some way, shape, or form. So just looking forward to it, and it is definitely going to be very, very interesting what happens. Now, I do want to give a shout out to some of our Northern Michigan folks who had actually, hard to believe, a perfect voting record in the House. As I'm going through these alphabetically, I'm going to pull out the ones up here from our area, starting with Carl Bonack. He's a state representative Republican from Negaunee. Ann Bolin in Brighton. Ken Borton's name is there in Gaylord. Cam Cavett from Sheboygan. The House Oversight Chair, Jay DeBoyer, Republican from Clay. 107th State House Representative Parker Fairburn. He too had a perfect voting record. Let's see, any other names from Northern Michigan? Where's John Roth, my state representative? There he is. John Roth is there for 104th. Others that you guys may know of, Matt Mavick, Republican from Milford. Oh, I forgot. Greg Markkanen. Markkanen is from Hancock, Michigan, Republican. He's got a perfect voting record for last year. State Representative Bill G. Schutte Jr., Little Billy. He's from Midland area. Rochelle Smith from Shelbyville. Perfect voting record. Let's see. Kurt Vanderwall, state representative from Ludington. And let's see, any other notable names that I missed here? Gina Johnson. No, Gina, Republican from Portland. Tom Kuntz, Republican from Clare. Let's see, Dave Preston, a Republican from Cedar River, and Angela Regas, Republican from Caledonia. So
Congratulations to you guys. Thank you for doing your job and voting on every single bill that came up in the House. On the Senate side, let's see. Thomas Elbert, Republican from Lowell. Joseph Bellino Jr., he's a Republican from Monroe. I believe that's Randy Richardville's old seat. Eric Nesbitt, Republican from Lawton. And Michael Weber, Republican from Rochester. Other notables on the Democrat side, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. She's a Democrat from Grand Rapids. John Cherry, a Democrat from Flint. Jeff Irwin, a Democrat from Ann Arbor. And Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, who is running for U.S. Senate. So pretty impressive that they, too, were all able to vote 100% with a perfect voting record. Our state representative, or state senator, excuse me, John DeMoose is not on the list. Neither is Ed McBroom, his final year going into serving the 38th Senate District up in the UP. He, too, did not have a perfect voting record. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting story. Pretty interesting update on those working for us down in Lansing. The one who had the most yes votes cast by 13 House Republicans was led by House Speaker Matt Hall. He voted 376 times with a yes vote. Others who voted yes that many times, State Representative Borton, Cavett, Fairburn, Mark Cannon, Schmaltz, Schutte, Tisdale, and Wozniak. Oh, and also Brian Begall and Carl Bonat. They, too, tied the Speaker, Matt Hall, voting 376 times, voting yes. So, appreciate the report. Appreciate the update. Now you guys know where your state rep is as far as his perfect voting record. And you can ask maybe perhaps State Senator John DeMoose why he didn't have a perfect voting record. I know he had some health issues, family issues a couple of times, and wasn't even in Lansing. So, understand totally, but just give him a little gig, ask him anyway when you see him. And when you do, tell him Trucker Randy said hey. Final hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing.